Who said South Korea couldn't create great pop music too? Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we'll be counting down our picks for the top 10 iconic K-pop songs. For this list, we're looking at the best songs that the K-pop genre has to offer, taking into account popularity and influence on the genre. Oh yeah! Number 10. Number 1. BoA. One of the first major hits by the now superstar BoA, the artist otherwise known as Kwon Bo-ah was only 16 when Number 1 was released.
Okay, so now you know what K-pop is, right?
Now I'm getting the feel.
Okay, get the feel for it. All right. Music video, we have some folks in the studio this morning that are going to give us a more in-depth about what it is, what it means, what it's supposed to be saying, and what we get out of it. I know music shouldn't be that deep, but it really is sometimes. Catherine Tarr, Office of Public Diplomacy in the East Asia Pacific Bureau, CAT, is with us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I wish we'd had drier weather for you, but you know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It is what it is. but we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
And last night you were at UNH Manchester.
Yes.
Talking about K-pop.
Yeah.
And what are the questions? What were people asking?
So actually, it's really interesting what you said earlier about meaning. A lot of people were like, well, what does it mean?
Right.
What's the meaning? And I think our big takeaway was it's very different depending on the group. A lot of the idol groups that some of we're familiar with, like BTS
yeah.
or Big Bang mm-hmm. or Girls' Generation, it's very lighthearted. A lot of it has to do with, you know, teenage problems, love. But I think now that we're seeing a lot of groups coming forward with a really individual message, we talked a lot about BTS.
Mm-hmm.
They're very popular.
Extremely popular, yeah.
Right, right.
And they've reached a level of success here in the United States that's really unprecedented by other K-pop groups. And we were discussing, my colleagues and I earlier, why this might be. And they have a message that's very positive about believing in yourself when no one else does and pursuing your dreams.
Now, for people who are just hearing it from a musical level, are they equating this with late 60s bubblegum music in America and just saying, oh, it's just got a hook and it pretty much repeats and it's just fun and it's bouncy and there's no particular thing. It's just enjoy it.
Well, I think addictive hooks are emblematic of what makes a K-pop song a hit and an iconic K-pop song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you can't separate those kind of catchy beats from the genre. However, the songs do run the gamut. Korean music does run the gamut. But I think that what makes K-pop so interesting and why it's so popular is it brings something new. And a lot of young people are using K-pop as a way to get introduced to another culture and another language.
Interesting. Would you be so kind as to introduce your colleagues that are with
sure.
you?
Sure. First, we have Sung Kim. Sung Kim works for the Korean Economic Institute.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And oh, please.
And you're not singing, right?
I'm sorry?
You're not going to sing.
No, you know, if I had the talent, I'll be in the industry, the music industry, right? But unfortunately, I will not be singing.
All right, all right. And?
And we have Uisung from the Embassy of the Republic of Korea.
Now, wait a minute. Uisung?
Uisung.
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 Okay, but it's got sung in your name, so you got to sing. Come on.
Okay, not today.
All right. Now, for the benefit of assuming that we know nothing, is this a Korean phenomena, South Korean versus North Korean? Do they do it in North Korea or is this just South Korean?
Okay, so K-pop today are we talking about refers to South Korean popular music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And K-pop, there's a many musical styles in Korean music, rock, electronic, R&B, and hip-hop music with a visual element. But today, K-pop idol bands have gained a global popularity, especially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. And how important is this for not just the music industry, but for Korea? I mean, this is a very this. I'm thinking this has got to be a very positive thing.
This is
for Korea.
This is basically an export.
Yeah,
from Korea.
Right. So the K-pop industry in South Korea is huge. It's actually $5 billion industry.
So really?
It's huge. Wow. And this includes the album sales, the concert, mm-hmm. The ads, and TV appearances, and it's been really been taking global phenomenon as well. They export a lot to Japan and China, and also Southeast Asia.
That's what I was wondering if it exported well.
Right. So they've been exporting a lot, and not only to East Asia, that's been the closest geographically.
Right, as you could imagine, sure.
Right. But also we're seeing it in the United States here.
Oh, please. There have been K-pop groups on, like, Good Morning America. And,
Jimmy Fallon show.
Absolutely.
Does it, but both of you, very serious professionals for what you do, does it bother you that the thing that's recognized perhaps the most is K-pop music? You know, when you're trying to talk policy and issues and trade and
economy,
things about the country.
And, things,
and people go, K-pop. Oh, I know that. But is that a common starting point? And that might be a good thing.
Actually, that's true. Actually, we have a North Korean issue between the U.S. and South Korea political mm-hmm. side. But the thing we always want to emphasize to American public and Korean public also, our rock U.S. relationship more than North Korea. So I think when you talk about K-pop music or Korean culture, it's a really good start for conversation.
I think it's almost like a foot in the door kind of thing. And yes, we're very glad that K-pop is here. Now let's share some more about South Korea with you. You know, and here you can learn a little bit more.
Right, and in the past, the image of Korea to average person would have been, Korean War, North Korea.
Yeah, right. But I know.
K-pop,
yeah.
I would hope we've evolved more
I know, but you can understand her. You can understand that way of thinking.
I can.
Right, but with K-pop, people are now seeing more modern day South Korea, and they're seeing they're vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
And they're seeing more positive things about South Korea, which is always good.
So how big is it's huge, obviously, in your country and in Southeast Asia, but there's room to grow in America, on the radio, on the charts and television. What's it going to take to kick that up, in terms of listenership, viewership, and increase the profile?
Well, historically, the U.S. music industry has been very, very tough for anybody to break into.
It's very true.
Right. But BTS has been doing something that we've not seen with the K-pop groups in the past, right? So we've talked about TV appearances. They're hitting the Billboard music chart, and they're getting awards for being a top social artist. And then we have a really strong fan base in the United States that call radio station and ask for,
Where's BTS? I don't hear my BTS.
Yeah. Right. And also they're very, very active on social media as well. So I think it's definitely growing, and they have more rooms to grow in the United States.
I think, what I think is great is that it is reaching out to a younger demographic, so that we're going to have kids feeling a little bit better about, I am Korean and I'm feeling good and I'm getting a positive message from these songs as we grow up, they're going to get a better feeling about Korea.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why BTS made a speech at the UN, right? So they partnered with UNICEF. And they really have strong message for empowering youth and for them to believe in themselves, express themselves. So a lot of positive influence they've been having on the youth in the United States and globally as well. And also the fact that they're singing in Korean language, and there are a lot of people wanting to learn Korean because they want to know what they are saying. So it's a very positive thing for them to not only get positive message through music that they like,
right?
They can express themselves, but also they're learning new language, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
But Kat, like you were saying, the themes are pretty much the same as we've always had in music: boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, boy breaks up with girl, boy gets back with girl. I mean, basic kind of themes.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's anything out of the ordinary in terms of, what makes popular music popular.
Right.
There are themes that we can all identify with.
So it's not Korean-centric in terms of material. It's just life.
Absolutely.
The way they see life.
Absolutely. But there are some facets of K-pop music that do make it uniquely Korean.
Like, that's what I'm... Like,
for
what?
Example, the kind of the synchronized dancing. A lot of times with the videos, you see a lot of very polished synchronized dancing. There's a great emphasis on style element, a visual element that those dances are a part of.
Oh, nice.
And how these K-pop stars get to be K-pop stars, that whole industry, very uniquely Korean. There's three big production agencies that most groups fall under, but nowadays we're starting to see more individual startups. But many, many young people train for a long time, practice everyday dances for the chance to become a trainee. And then once they're a trainee, only a fraction of those actually get to become produced K-pop stars.
Wow. Wow. Well, so it's, I guess it's kind of like, I'm going to move to Hollywood and be the next big star. Same odds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of young people who have, you know, really big dreams of mm-hmm. making it in the K-pop industry.
Which is good, because the music is encouraging them to do so and believe in yourself and share what it is that you have. And that's I think that's a great message for everybody, even if they don't make it in the K-pop mm-hmm. world.
Absolutely.
Now, back in the 70s, old school, you guys don't know this. Back in the 70s.
I don't know about that.
ABBA, huge. Yes. That was like the biggest export of Sweden. It was beating Volvo, it was beating everybody. Just the music. Is K-pop like that close to being the big export from South Korea?
Well, I think it's more than just K-pop. There's a lot of things that make up what's called a Hallyu, or the Korean wave. There have been a couple different Korean waves,
I like the wave.
Yeah,
this is like radio. You're doing that great.
But so if you go on Sephora, big makeup site in the U.S.,
you will
see a separate section for K-beauty. So beauty products, skincare, and makeup are really big right now in the makeup industry. So you're seeing that. Also, South Korean dramas, the TV shows, are making huge inroads. A lot of streaming services such as Netflix have picked up on these shows.
Nice.
So how do South Korean politicians take advantage of this phenomena? How do they get on board and look like, we get it, we know what's going on?
Well, actually, I don't see there are so many South Korean politicians really taking this chance to their political agenda. But thing is, every politician, and not just politician, we see this phenomenon as really positive side. I mean, positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really introducing in a good way to South Korea, to the world people, not just Americans.
Correct.
So whenever we have a chance, we try to organize some art performance event in all of the country and introduce more about the K-pop culture and other Korean pop cultures, including dramas and our costume and our Korean food. So we are working together. It's not politics anyway, but we see it's a really good chance to introduce our country to the world.
It is, and share the culture a little bit, mm-hmm. and coming in through ways like we've been talking about the music
right.
that everybody can relate to.
Well,
and then you find out, oh, I guess we're not so different. Even though we have differences, we're not so different.
Well, I like the fact that from a South Korean embassy standpoint, they're not just doing the eye roll going, yeah, we do that. There's a source of pride with this. That's, yeah, people get it. Mm-hmm. Yes, thanks for enjoying our product.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No, I like that. So what are you doing in New Hampshire today? I mean, I know last night was UNH. What else are you doing?
So we're here at the radio station.
Thank you.
Yay, we're on the agenda.
First thing in the morning. So we're also visiting the Chamber of Commerce to talk about more business.
Nice.
And also, I'm sorry?
Chamber of Commerce, Manchester.
Manchester, good.
Chamber of Commerce in Manchester. And also we're visiting a high school, Pinkerton Academy.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Today. And yeah.
Beautiful. And introducing, and I think it's great that we're sharing some with the kids. You know, I think that's great.
I think they might know more than we do.
Yes. Shh. That's the reality of our lives, Kat. I know. I understand that.
And, okay, as an old guy, I see hip-hop. I'm like, I see and hear K-pop. I'm like, oh, that's cool. To me, there's more of a relate.
It's
with
more
that.
Positive.
Yeah,
it's more
there
positive.
Is.
The hip-hop brings you to some other world.
It's a negative.
That we're not a part of.
Right. And I don't.
But a happy, upbeat.
And she's right. The synchronized dancing, you're sitting here, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's really tight. Very good.
And,
look at that. Yeah.
And just like learning lyrics, you learn the dances. You know what I mean? And then pretty soon everybody's emulating the dances.
If they're not singing, I ain't dancing. Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm up for it.
Okay. Wow. So, as you said, America, tough market, tough radio, tough music market to break. What's it going to take to break through? Other than people calling saying, hey, I want the hip. I mean, as you talk, and I still love the way
it's going to be the one song with the killer hooks.
It started
what
in
it is.
Korea and Japan and China, Malaysia. Okay, so it's doing the Pacific. What's it going to take for that wave to crack over to have people go, I didn't know that. Man, this is great.
Mm-hmm. I think the fact that BTS and other groups are mentioned a lot in the United States will lead to other areas. So in Europe, it's also growing, and then also surprisingly in Middle East and Latin America.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there's a K-pop group called Super Junior that's been targeting Latin America recently. They did tour in Peru or Argentina, and they partnered with local artists recently and released an album in Spanish. So
awesome.
They're really going global in terms of targeting like all over the world.
Wow.
And sharing and doing it in Spanish,
well,
too. That's wonderful.
Well, remember when the Beatles, couldn't break the American market, they were doing their songs in German.
Right.
They were doing them in French and Spanish, trying to capitalize on it. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It really does. And you speak, let's say, you speak Japanese.
Well, I speak English.
English,
I
go.
Think. No, I speak,
we start with
I
the
speak
basics.
Spanish and Japanese, and a little tiny bit of Chinese.
Okay, well. So when they do it, do the song in Spanish, you got it.
Yeah. Oh, or Japanese.
Yeah.
I mean, playing a clip from BoA earlier, she was one of the big hits outside of Korea in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Made it huge in Japan, and that's another music industry that's not so easy to break into.
So there's Japanese, which is a very distinct culture, as China, very distinct culture. They don't see this as competition or a threat to their culture. They just see it as one music.
Well, I mean, I think you'd have to ask the fans. And, as far as a fan is concerned, there's no borders. If you like a song, you like a song.
Which I like. Yeah. I like that no borders aspect.
And even if you hear a song for the first time in another language, you might not know what they're saying, but you still like the song.
Right.
You like the dance.
Right.
The costumes. And I think that's really what makes K-pop so popular. It transcends language and culture.
Yep.
Wow. How long have you been with the embassy?
It's been 1 year.
Nice. Now, was this your first posting, or
it's my first tour, actually?
Is it?
Yes.
How are you liking it?
I love my work. I'm working with the my U.S. counterpart, so it's really great.
That's awesome.
I love it. I love
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Well, the future of Korea, K-pop. Who knew? You know, who knew?
But just the beginning.
But as we were kidding, I as we were coming to the elevator, I said, oh, man, I'll be so glad when the politics is over. And Korea, we always, whenever you talk about Korea, there's usually
there's politics.
Political implications.
Yeah, I know.
This is a nice way to look at it. Mm-hmm. Like, there is something else going on.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard it, go on YouTube. Pick up BoA. Pick up.
BTS.
Yeah, BTS. Pick, just say, what are they talking about? And take a look. Go, oh, that's not bad. Right. It's not going to affront your senses. You're not going to be insulted. You're like,
there's no explicit language.
Yeah, you don't have to edit it for the kids. Yeah. You're going to sit there and go, well, that's, and the kids look happy and they're enjoying it and it's fun. It's a really cool thing. And I like the fact that it's a huge export. And what'd you say, $5 billion? $5 billion.
B with a B.
Yeah. No, that's huge. And, well, could be coming to America, so pay attention or in a bigger way than it is now. Thank you all. Thank you all for
coming.
Thank you
so much. Thank
you
for
having
us. I appreciate it. And feel free. Come by anytime. If something happens, you want to come in and chat, you know where we are now.
We're here. Even though it's early morning.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're still here.
Yeah, next time I'll sing.
Next.
Okay. We're writing that down.
Okay. Turn the sun on next time I come. We'll do that. Thank you all very much. And the best of luck on your travels for the rest of the day.
Great.
Thank you so much.
We have to take a break. It is 7:32. Be back with more.
We start your day the right way. Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly. Weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. on 107.7 The Pulse.
NH1.com, providing users entertaining articles, bios,